Now, this is Nights with Dennis Walter. It's time for Talking Automotive with VACC. Here's Dennis Walter with Jeff Gwillim, CEO of VACC.
13 to 10, Jeff Gwillim, good evening.
Good evening, Dennis.
Tyres are something that I reckon most motorists don't think enough about.
Well, they don't think enough about them, and of course they cost us money every time we need new ones, so it's sometimes a bit of a grudge purchase. But of course we know they're incredibly important. They do save our lives. It's the only thing between us and the tarmac. And one of the things I thought would be interesting, Dennis, is to talk a bit about these things called run flat tyres, because a lot of people are buying cars and they may not even know they've got them on.
And a lot of cars now don't have a spare tyre as such.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's a number of reasons they don't have that spare tyre, but if you've got run flats, which are basically tyres that can maintain their shape so you can drive to get help and drive off the road, of course, if you've got them, you don't need a spare tyre, which saves room and weight in the boot of your car.
I was in a press car that had run flats on it and hit a pothole at about 83 k's an hour on the Geelong bypass, and bang-o, that was the end of the actual wheel frame. It was you don't want to hit potholes with them.
Well, you don't. But the interesting thing, I was just doing a bit of research on this today, and run flats were invented in 1930.
What?
So we're driving around in our brand new cars. We've got run flats, and you know, if the tyre goes down, and dashboard lights up and tells us that we've got a flat tyre, even though it doesn't feel as though it's flat. And yet they were originally designed for armoured and military vehicles, so if they got shot up, they keep going.
So just to explain, so once you've got a problem with a run flat, and I had this experience, you can go a certain distance at around a maximum of 80 k's, is it?
It is. So the recommended maximum for a run flat, so you're driving down the freeway and you can sense something's wrong on the front right-hand side of the car. Your dashboard has told you that you're losing pressure or you've lost pressure on that side of the car, because all run flats have to come with a tyre pressure and monitoring system, which many new vehicles have.
Mm-hmm.
You can drive for, they say, up to 80 kilometres, and they say up to 80 kilometres an hour. However, I wouldn't do either of those. Run flats, one of the best safety features of a run flat tyre, it means you don't have to stop on the side of the freeway at night, potentially in the rain, in the dark, changing a tyre. People get killed every year doing this. These tyres are designed to help you get off the freeway, to get somewhere to get the tyre repaired. And my personal view is I wouldn't be doing 80 kilometres an hour on, even though they're rated for that, most of them. I would be driving carefully to the best place I can get, tyre repair shop, to get the tyre fixed in the morning.
When I, you'll laugh at this, but when I had that issue and I was driving on run flats, I went to an industrial area, to a tyre place, and the comment was, haven't seen one of these in here before. And I thought, oh, heavens, I thought I was the place that was going to rescue me, but I still had to go further on.
Well, of course, if you can't run a car also with three run flats and one conventional tyre. They're either all run flats or they're not. They are more expensive, but I've got them on my car. They ride harder. They've got a harder ride on them, and you don't get the benefit of the suspension on a conventional tyre, because the sidewalls of the tyre they're thicker and they've got more rigidity in them, of course, to hold the tyre up if it's got a puncture in it. And you've got to be careful if you do switch over onto conventional tyres, because the suspension on that car that had the run flats has been set to accommodate run flat tyres, which generally run harder. So if you do run, if you move from run flats to conventional tyres, get your car into the tyre shop and make sure that they're looking at any adjustments that need to be made to the suspension and steering, because it's not apples and apples. You're actually moving across into a different product.
That's interesting. If a car's been built or designed to take run flat tyres, and you whack conventional tyres on, would that in any way bring your insurance into question?
I don't think so. As long as you, well, they'll be cheaper. Conventional tyres will be cheaper than run flat tyres, I can say that. But it's more, you know, if you change those tyres over, make sure a mechanic, either an independent mechanic or somebody in a tyre centre, looks at that vehicle and makes sure that the suspension is readjusted to accommodate for different tyres. It's a big difference when you slam your foot on the brakes, because the suspension thinks it's got certain tyres on, and it may not.
Jeff Quillam is with me, CEO of the VACC. Any questions you have about tyres or about comments or stories, 96900693. Run flats if you have them, good or bad, 96900693 or 131332. Your call's next.
I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. I really love to watch them roll.
After weeks of shutdown, many businesses are now preparing to return to work. And the experts at Macfield FM have just the plan to get your site work ready. We're offering a full health check of your HVAC systems to give your employees and clients the confidence that you've taken all possible care to ensure your air quality meets industry standards. Peace of mind could cost much less than you think. Go to macfieldfm.com.au or call us on 1300 632 434. Macfield, your commercial heating, cooling and ventilation specialists.
Even at the best of times, finding a good job can be hard. And the same goes for finding and keeping good employees. That's why JobKeeper is here, to help Australian businesses keep their current staff and to help employees keep their current jobs, which goes a long way to keeping your business going, even if you're self-employed. So that when you're ready to start up again or get back to work, we can all get back to business sooner. To find out more, visit jobkeeper.gov.au. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
COVID-19 has rocked our world. Now it's time to rock it back. 8 Victorian charities have joined forces to support our community's most vulnerable right now. Our mission in one day is to collectively step, roll or rock the equivalent of 50 million steps to virtually travel around the world, whilst raising awareness and vital funds for 8 Victorian charities and getting off the couch for a good cause. Start training for Rock Around the World, the big event on the 21st of June, and register at rockaroundtheworld.org.au.
Financial security is now more important than ever. And in times of crisis, rates of domestic violence may rise, with financial abuse one of the main reasons women find it so difficult to leave. CommBank is helping shine a light on the issue of financial abuse and support Australians to become financially independent. To find out more, visit combank.com.au/financial abuse. If you or someone you know is affected by domestic violence, please call 1-800-RESPECT. In an emergency, always call 000.
Bruce here from Winston with a Y. I'm proud of the fact that for 52 years, we've been manufacturing in Australia and creating Aussie jobs.
We're also proud that we're still your number one choice for top quality blinds, doors, shutters, awnings and crimp safe.
We're always here to give you great advice and great value. And now we're offering video consultations too. So talk to us today and tee up your free consultation.
Google Winston with a Y.
Tomorrow on Today, as America erupts, our coverage continues. Reporters on the front line bringing you the very latest. Plus, civil rights campaigner Martin Luther King III on what it will take for these protests to end. That's tomorrow on Today.
Nicholas Theodosi from Always Buying Prestige Cars. Selling a prestige car? The smarter, faster way is to call us today on 9373 7777. We'll even pick up the car from you. Or visit alwaysbuyingprestigecars.com.au. Celebrating 50 years.
Now, this is Nights with Dennis Walto.
Four to ten, Peter. Good evening. You're speaking with Jeff Quillam.
Good evening, Dennis and Jeff. Jeff, I was just wondering if you could tell me the difference between a tyre that's inflated with normal air and a tyre that's inflated with nitrogen. Apparently, my tyre dealer says that that's something that's available.
Well, I have heard this, and this came out of the racing scene, and it's about drive and the comfortable drive inside the vehicle. But it's also about the different air can permeate through tyres over a period of time. That doesn't occur with nitrogen. I think, well, one, it's more expensive to put nitrogen in tyres, but I think it's something that I think people that drive nitrogen tyres swear by them. Other people, and I've read articles on this, that have said, look, it's really not that different either. But I think anything that comes off the racing circuit immediately has, an appeal. But, look, I think if some of it fits tyres every day, has got the facility to put nitrogen in and they recommend it, I'd certainly give it a go. Obviously it's not very common at the moment, but I wouldn't be surprised if it catches on.
Thank you, Peter. Kevin?
Hello, Dennis, Jeff.
Go ahead.
I just had a flat tyre last week, but what I do is I keep my old tyres that are not quite worn out, which I was only just around the corner from home, came home, jacked up the car, whipped off the wheel, took the tyre off the rim, put the next one on, pumped it up, put it on, fine. So the old tyre is no good. But a couple of years ago, I had a bit of a flat tyre, called into this well-known tyre place to get it fixed, and I knew where the screw was, or the nail, and they actually took the tyre off, pulled out the nail, put it in the sidewall, and then they said, oh, look, it's no good, because once the nail is in the sidewall, we can't repair it, when I knew it wasn't in the sidewall.
Okay, so let me, one, you're right. If you get a screw or nail in the sidewall of a tyre, it's generally killed the tyre. All I could say is as long as you were sure there was only one nail in it when you went in, I can't talk for the behaviour of the enterprise. I mean, if you're unhappy with it, all you can do is not go back. Just on that, by the way, my wife's had a screw sticking out of her tyre for about a month. And I said to her, well, A, don't pull it out, but B, if you leave it in there, ultimately it's going to snap off and come loose. But she's taken a punt, and it's still there. But I keep telling her, get it down the tyre shop.
I think
get
so.
It plugged, pull it out and get it plugged, but do it in the garage.
Doesn't she know what her husband's profession is? He's part of the automotive industry?
Let's not go there.
Jeff, great to chat, as always.
That's a pleasure.
Good on you. VACC CEO Jeff Gwillim.